B-Pod Studios.
Nobody cares about the Sixers. Nobody cares about anything. This strange guy from the other team has the whole crowd at an away game cheering for him. Like, he just has that kind of that goofy energy. I love it. And he can play. The dude can play. If he can stay on the court for more than 15 minutes at a time, that'd be great. But he's skilled. I mean, he's I don't know. He's an instant cult favorite. I love the guy.
No, he absolutely played 13 minutes against the Lakers, and then the other night, Friday night, he ended up playing 15 minutes against the Nuggets, which is above his season average. So it looks like Brett Brown wants to get him involved a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it. I mean, I know some people threw out the idea of having him and Joe on the court at the same time sometimes. I know that's obviously not Brown's plan, but that would be pretty fun to see. down the paint at the same time.
It's weird. He's, what, 30 years old? Thanks for the call, Sean. He's 30, 31 years
old?
Yeah,
30, I think, yeah.
And he reminds me of a kid. Like, I went to an AAU game the other day, and I was watching my wife's nephew play, and he's a tall kid. He's, like, you know, 13 years old, and he's already, like, 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
And he just hasn't grown into his body, is the phrase. This guy's 30, and he looks like he hasn't grown into his body yet. Like, he just, he can run, and like I said, he looks like he's coming up through quicksand, but he... You see him on the ground a lot for a guy, for a big man. You see him down on the ground because he's just not keeping up with his feet.
He looks like, if you've seen the movie Big Fish, he looks like the giant in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He looks like a giant.
Yeah.
No, he totally does.
He's 7'3".
He's George, George Mirosan.
Yeah, basically.
He's this generation's George.
And you saw when he came in, the Lakers knew how to attack him.
Was it better, George Mirosan?
They pick and rolled him, and you know, they knew he was going to be slow with JaVale McGee, and they were able to exploit him, so... That's why he's a 10, 11-minute-a-night guy.
All right, this guy's name is Goose. Goose in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. What's up, Goose? Goose? Goose?
Goose ducked.
I'll try Goose later. Joe in Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How you feeling about the Sixers, brother?
I'll tell you something. I just got rear-ended in traffic, and I get more frustrated watching Ben Simmons try to finish around the basket 5 minutes ago.
What?
He doesn't go up as strong as a 6'10 man should. Like, he was, what, 2-for-10 at that time when he shot that three-pointer?
Uh-huh.
LeBron was giving him the lane and those jump shots. I'll take it, like, him even just trying to jump up and dunk the ball. It's so upsetting that he's that big and he can't finish well.
He's shooting 57% from the floor this year.
Yeah, but the amount of shots that he's taking that close to the rim, he doesn't finish that strong.
Yeah, I said it, Joe. I said it on the show months back that I thought he should finish better, like 5 feet in. He can get there. I wanted him to finish at like an 80% clip, and then that would help negate his inability to shoot jumpers. I agree with you that he should be able to finish better.
It's truly just the most frustrating thing to see this guy get to the rim so easy and him just throw up these lollipops of layups that have no oomph on them, or he's trying to like razzle dazzle and not even look at the rim. He did it like 3 times in the first quarter yesterday, and it just gets underneath. I get frustrated with the miss, like not being able to shoot, but that's just something that just amazes me that he can't finish that well, that close to the rim.
All right, Joe, let's just clear up something real quick. Did you just get rear-ended in traffic?
Oh, yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, yeah, everyone's fine.
I love that you stayed on hold with us. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, well... I got the insurance picture, and I'm good to go.
Well, good luck to you, Joe.
Hey, you guys have a good morning.
You too. I hope your morning improves, my friend.
Yeah, me too.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Look at the dedication of our callers.
Yeah, right? Bam! Oh,
you know, I'm just going to call up real quick.
Just hold on.
Slam. All right, cool. Thanks very much. I love that. Dedication. Yeah. That's dedication,
I
Bob.
Love the dedication. I don't... It amazes me that after they scored 143 points yesterday, that somebody's calling in saying that Ben Simmons is driving them crazy.
We're all gonna do something.
8 points, man. Yeah.
We're all gonna hold a grudge.
8 points.
There was a comment on our poll about should he work out with Magic Johnson, and then one of the first comments is, "Hell no, he should work out with Ray Allen. That shot needs to be fixed."
Ray Allen doesn't scare me. Maybe Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller.
Because Reggie Miller had one of the grossest shooting forms
ever. It was
hideous.
It was awful.
It was but it worked.
I don't know if you want him working with Reggie, though.
Why is that?
Because Reggie's form was just ridiculous, though. I mean, you know, you want somebody that had a clean form.
From one ugly form to another.
They speak the same
ugly form language. Maybe that will help
Reggie
them.
Made what he could do work for him. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Herb McGee would always talk about Reggie Miller's form and how he would cross his hands in his follow through.
Right.
And it was just like, well, I don't know what to tell a guy because he's one of the greatest shooters ever. But it doesn't mean it has to look good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's whatever works for you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's just what it is.
And that's why he just has to keep shooting.
Yeah. Because
you'll find your rhythm.
You'll figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah. When you watch Ben Simmons, though, when you watched him in that Boston series, that's the thing that keeps on. That's on replay in my mind, because all they did for him was give him 10 feet of space at least, and they challenged him to shoot from the outside. They said, "All right, you want to drive in here? All right, we're going to meet you in the paint with whoever we can pack in the paint," and that stopped him. Again, people forget he had 1 point in one of those games, and everyone wants to yell at Brett Brown. He had 1 point in one of those games. I really hope that's the last time we ever see that from Ben Simmons. Because as versatile as this team is, they still need something from their point guard.
Yeah, but I think that's where it won't happen. So last year he's driving in and he's kicking against the Celtics. Slow a foot, Marco Bellinelli.
Mm-hmm.
Slow a foot without help, J.J. Redick. You know, I mean, guys that couldn't get open on the perimeter simply because Boston was more athletic there. You're not getting much more athletic than a Jimmy Butler, a Tobias Harris. Like, these guys now that you have on the wing with him, I don't know how much you can collapse without it really hurting you. Like yesterday, L.A. did it early. They tried it, and Ben tried to drive on him, and he was missing shots. Then they just figured it out. Look what you had. You had dribble drives wide open. You had wide open jumpers. You had Joel going off. I don't know if you can do that anymore against the Sixers.
So a more athletic team, you're thinking, with the way they've been playing over the last couple of games, that you just have better options when you kick out.
Totally.
Ben Simmons can drive the lane, and if he needs
who's
to.
Who's going to come off of him?
Right.
Like, Tobias Harris guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jimmy Butler's guy? J.J. Redick's guy? Joel Embiid, they're going to, like, this is the greatness that Elton Brand has built. You can't implore the same type of defense that Boston did last year and it be successful again this season.
It's crazy to talk about this with a point guard because it's such a term used for centers. But Ben Simmons drives the lane, worst case scenario, back to the basket, and then he ends up kicking it out and you got a guy wide open for three.
Yeah.
Or a jump shot, whatever. It's going to be wild to see how this unfolds. But as we started the show, watching this team over the last two games has been awesome. Nothing short of awesome. They're going to go to the conference finals. They're going to win the conference finals, and they're going to go and they're going to fight for an NBA championship. And I didn't think I'd say that without some more help on the bench, but this starting five is so solid and so young. I mean, they got gas. They're not getting gassed. They got they got wind in their lungs, man. They are good to go. Stamina. They're not an old aging team. This is a team right now that is going to make a push for the NBA finals. And it's the most fun over the last two games I've really had, and the most excitement I've had for a team. Really, even going back to 01, even going back to Allen Iverson 76ers. That's how far back you got to go to have the excitement that you got now looking at this 76ers team. Because they're versatile, they're young, they're fast, they can run, they can shoot, they got exciting dunks. I mean, Joel Embiid went coast to coast yesterday, picked up a rebound. Nobody picked him up from under one basket to the other. He was the point guard on that one play.
The Lakers played Moses defense.
They played terrible.
Man, I'm trying to be dumb there.
The Red Sea parted.
They played terrible yesterday. I mean, both teams, for the first, especially the first half, just god-awful defense.
Ooh, not Kuzma.
Kuzma was Kuzma, yeah.
I'm like, man, who has Kuzma, man?
Nobody had him. Nobody had Kuzma.
He went off.
Again, 143 points, second most points the Sixers have scored this season, and they did it in their second game with this roster.
Yeah.
Good thing the Tuxers took Anzik Pazencik over Kyle Kuzma. That worked out pretty well for him. He had like 13 minutes the other night in a EuroLeague game, so that's pretty cool.
He's 31.
Yeah.
What are we
doing? Yeah, I don't know. Brian Colangelo was a massive failure.
Oh, he was a good time.
Yeah. Thank you, Elton Brand, for cleaning that mess up.
Collars Colangelo, man. That's our boy. But no, this team is going to go to the NBA Finals. And
expectations certainly are there.
And you see the team is excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the team knows how good they can be. And I can't wait for all this to come to fruition because they just look that good on the court together. They look that much on the same page together. Joel Embiid is going to continue an MVP caliber season. You're going to see Ben Simmons improve. You're going to see Tobias Harris really bring to the table what you traded for. It's so rare in sports that you look at a team as a fan and go, you know what they really, really need? Their number one need is a power forward. They went out and not only got a power forward, they got one of the best in the sport. It's Elton Brand. If he doesn't win Executive of the Year, I don't know. I don't know who will. What he has done with this team this year, with the little experience he's had in the front office, is just incredible. Now, one of the things that we're a little worried about is this Ben Simmons Magic Johnson thing going on right now. We'll let you hear from Ben Simmons and from Magic Johnson coming up in a couple of minutes after this break. But let's go ahead and get a Twitter poll update brought to you by Window Nation. Sam Wilson, what do you got?
This morning we asked, should the NBA approve Ben Simmons and Magic Johnson to meet? We have just under 1,700 votes so far today. 59% say no, and the other 41% say no.
And what are our two options?
No and no.
Thank you very much, Sam. What are the people saying?
At Anthony Macy said, I don't understand, .. Do we not want him to improve? Stop being feeble-minded.
Feeble-minded?
Yes. You're feeble-minded.
You're feeble-minded. You're feeble mind.
David,
shut up.
Dave Elite said, sign him to an extension, then say yes. It's crazy how many signs can point to him signing in L.A. in 2020 that it probably won't happen.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good about Bryce Harper or Manny Machado then. But no. Anyway, what else you got?
SCSU Al said, yep, Magic is better game ambassador than he is a GM. That meeting won't make or break Ben's decision when it's time to decide to stay or go. And Scotty Bloom said, damn, I picked the wrong no. SMH.
I like that, Scotty. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. We got Graf, Dennis, and then open lines after that. Do you feel the Sixers are going to the finals?
Yeah!
After just two games with this roster.
Boban.
And I mean, come on. Boban Marjanovic. I mean, it's all you need to know.
Boban.
Do you feel like this team is going to go to the finals? Are you that excited about what you're seeing from the Sixers right now? 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll hear from Ben Simmons and that snake in the grass, Magic Johnson, coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning, yeah.
Take that off, man. You need airborne?
I knew it. I thought of you yesterday, because when I woke up yesterday, Trey, you know how you just feel like you have that, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I might be getting sick.
Yep.
I shook it off. Took a nap, drank some orange juice. Feel fantastic.
Stay away from J.J. Redick's kids. And J.J. Redick, he's apparently one outbreaking the team.
He's the Ebola monkey running around?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, he got Joel sick. Almost didn't play yesterday.
Get Dustin Hoffman. Get Cuba Gooding Jr.
And then he dropped, what, 34 and 14 or whatever it was?
37.
Like it was
nothing.
37 and 14.
I believe they're calling it the flu game. That's never been used in the NBA before.
No. It's up for grabs.
Yeah, you could tell the way he was sweating that he was sick.
Yeah.
Because at one point, my wife was like, he looks like he needs a towel.
He was uncomfortable looking.
Yeah. Cold sweat.
Yeah.
This team gets sick a lot.
That's a problem. They shouldn't do that.
No.
That's teams, though. I mean, you know.
It goes around. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it goes around the locker room and all that very easily. But I guess when you have a young team, you know, there might be some young kids.
Mm. You know what actually really made me sick, to be honest with you? Magic Johnson. Snake in the grass.
Colluder.
Trying to poach. That's what's happening, you know.
Do you notice both guys he colluded with are clutch sports management athletes?
Look at that.
Coincidence?
What did you know?
I think not.
You know, he's actually a secondhand colluder, I believe. It's LeBron as the initial.
He's the puppet master.
Yeah, Magic just gets caught up in the collusion.
Yeah.
The cloud of collusion.
LeBron says
you're
going to do this.
Yeah. We're going to hear from Magic Johnson coming up in a second here and Ben Simmons about this meeting that could happen. But I know Graf is all geeked up for those Sixers. What's up, buddy?
Hell yeah, I'm geeked up at them Sixers, Mark. That was awesome last night. I'm trying to figure out, though, how people can call into this show and start complaining about Ben Simmons when the Sixers just put up 143 points against LeBron James and the Lakers. They dominated the Lakers so much, in fact, that LeBron James was an afterthought. I don't think I've ever watched a game and just been like, oh, yeah, LeBron James plays basketball for that team.
Yeah, especially after Ben blocked his shot. Yeah. I was trying to drive to the hole, and Ben was like, no, not today.
This is my hole.
Yeah.
What? That's basketball terminology. Yes. No, but it also, I thought, I had the same thought. And after the game graph, I thought, wow, LeBron James is on a 500 basketball team, and the Sixers are going to go to the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and LeBron James might not even sniff the playoffs this year.
Yeah, he might not. They're like at a 10th seed right now.
See, they're making the playoffs. I don't have a doubt in my mind that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs.
Mark, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
They're making the playoffs.
I don't think I would put any money on that. And if they do make the playoffs, they're getting bounced out in the first round for certain. That team is garbage. But anywho,
nothing LeBron hasn't done before.
Dude, he had Kyrie and everything. Who's he got on that team, man? Rondo?
Kyrie last year.
The final?
Yeah, it's Kuzma.
Well, all right, fine. He had Tristan Thompson last year, Mark.
So I'm sorry, I forgot about the All Star Tristan Thompson.
But you know, this is probably the most exciting basketball I've seen in my entire life. Now, mind you, obviously I grew up in the AI era and everything else. Nothing will ever take away from his excellence. But this is a team of incredibly talented people, and to see our second team come out there and actually dominate in a way. At one point, they were 29. They had 29 points to the Lakers, like 11 or 12. So it's. The fact that I don't get how Elton Brand snuck this one by anyway. Like, Bob, did you see him making a deal with the Clippers for Tobias Harris?
Not only did I not see that graph, and nobody else saw it either. I didn't. I have to be honest. I knew Tobias Harris was a decent player who played usually on. I had no idea he was this good. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is one of the top three or four men in the league easily.
He's immensely good. His ability to drive the basket's unreal. That dunk that he had over McGee last night was something spectacular. And that's something we would see Ben Simmons do. But now you have someone who's just as capable. And then when I hear people complain about Ben Simmons, look, there are going to be guys out of that top five that aren't going to get any points throughout some of these games because it's just impossible for all these guys to score. And to get mad that Ben Simmons isn't, like, shut up. They beat the Lakers, 143 points they scored. Shut up. Don't call up about Ben Simmons. Just shut up.
There you go, Graf.
They're winning games, boys, and we're living in a wonderful time. Just tell people to shut up.
we will resort to more shutting up. Thank you. Yeah, Graf, I'm with you, man. I'm just excited. And you look at the bench, because that was my big concern. When we talked about last week, I didn't see an Eastern Conference Finals appearance. I didn't see that. But then watching guys like Mike Scott play here and watching guys like T.J. McConnell and his role now with these new bench assets,
man,
right?
T.J. drained a three yesterday.
Oh, he knocked down a three at the end of the third quarter.
Why is his shot so weird?
Yeah, it's just...
It's so weird.
It's kind of like it lays out there and then he just...
Yeah, he like pushes it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It looks like watching like 1960s black and white basketball.
Yeah.
Like that's what it looks like. Like it's that kind of old school shot. Like you expect to see it in black and white on your TV.
It looks like it could always be a pass.
Yeah, he like sits down kind of before he shoots. Like,
yeah,
it looks
like when he's going up in the air, it always looks like... This could be a pass. Oh, yeah, it's a shot.
It's a squat.
I think his range in college was probably right at the three-point line, the college three-point line.
Uh-huh.
So now that you're taking him back a couple extra feet, you know, you're really testing his range. Now, he's improved tremendously. He's not looking for it, nor should he, and he isn't a great three-point shooter, but he's you know, the few times he takes it, he's decent.
And I hate paying attention to this, but plus-minus in basketball, right, because it's usually such a hockey term. But when you're trying to evaluate a bench, you see a guy like Mike Scott come out, he's a plus 21. in his second game as a Sixer.
Right.
TJ McConnell, +17. Bobby, unfortunately, -3. Better clean that up. But no, this team coming off the bench actually gave you great minutes last night. They gave you great production yesterday afternoon, I should say. And in the previous game, they still gave you plus minutes, right? They still had a good output. But this game yesterday with 143 notched was just incredible. Nothing short of incredible. And they're only going to get better. And you expect them to even add in the buyout market as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot. They're not done. And to hear Alan Brand even talk about that, it makes you feel good. But what doesn't make you feel good is collusion. What doesn't make you feel good is tampering and somebody messing with your team. So Ben Simmons gets asked about a report that came out about possibly working out and meeting with the Lakers, Magic Johnson, not because of basketball purposes or anything, but because of styles of play. Ben Simmons last night asked about a potential meeting with Magic Johnson.
Definitely. Trying to learn from somebody like that would be huge. Getting to speak to him, he's been in multiple situations where he had to play the five, one championship, and just a Hall of Famer, and one of those guys that, in terms of what position I'm in, 6'10" point guard, I think he can help.
You intend to ask the Sixers?
I'm not focused on that right now. I'm focused on my team and what's going on, so maybe another time.
Nips that in the bud as fast as possible. Talks about the basics, learning from a big point guard. He is a big point guard. He was brought up a lot when Ben Simmons was at LSU. What type of player is he going to be? He wants to be a facilitator. Can he be like LeBron James? Can he be like Magic Johnson? Especially Magic learning to shoot later in his career, mm-hmm. learning to really be that good scorer later in his career. Look, that I get. Watch film.
Yeah.
Watch film. Watch film with Brett Brown. Have him break it down with you. Mm-hmm. Watch film with anybody else. Go to Pat Riley.
Everybody has Exos, where you can pull up all of that film and you can dig deep into the archives and can pull it up and go slow-mo, rewind, fast-forward, or whatever you want to do. It's all right there for you.
Exactly. And I want him going to Pat Riley?
As soon as it came out, I just meant somebody that was related to Magic, during those days. Call up Michael Cooper or something like that. whatever.
Who's not really around anymore but still kind of around?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, I don't want him going to the Heat now. I don't want to take it over for D. Wade down in Miami. I don't want that to happen either.
He's not going.
Unless this opens the door for Elton to start, training Kevin Durant in the offseason because they're both 6'11".
Oh.
So Kevin Durant could be like, I'm going to go train with Elton Brand in Philly because we're both 6'11", and he knows what that's like.
Makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So if it opens it that way, yeah, sure. Let's go.
How about no? So anyway.
But the league has to step in because it's not fair to the Sixers. The Sixers are in a lose-lose situation.
Right.
No. Here's, again, they have to take control. And I'm going to volunteer my services again, but I want people to hear this. Magic Johnson was asked about a potential meetup with Ben Simmons last night.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to
catch himself there.
Find out if we could get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And everybody, the Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off, that there's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fine. I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
Magic Johnson fighting to find the right words in that scenario.
Do you feel like Ben needs the help?
I think everybody needs help to get better. Yeah. I do get it. Like, but he can get the help in other ways.
Yeah.
I mean, look, why wouldn't you sit down with a Magic Johnson if you had the opportunity? If that's the guy you're being compared to all the time. Sure, and just say what was it like back then? Whatever. I have no...
Yeah, that'd be great.
Problem with that.
If it wasn't for his job title.
If he wasn't the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers.
If he wasn't running the Lakers, then I'd be fine with it.
I denounce my position.
Yeah.
Actually, knowing me, I'm going to be honest with myself here. Even if he still had no real involvement with the Lakers
anymore, I wouldn't like it.
I don't want him going to a Laker.
No.
I don't want him going to Magic.
Well, you don't have any problem with Joel Embiid going to Hakeem, do you?
No, I don't.
No, I love that.
Just saying. Yeah, but JoJo, every chance he gets, says,
I love Philly. I'm going to be here. I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
He literally was on national TV yesterday going, this is my city. I love them.
Yeah. Because like, you don't think Joel is going anyway. This feels like Joel. Everything that Joel is pushing out there is all about Philly. This is where he wants to be. There is no other team that he wants to play for. This is it for him.
Yes.
You know
how the people out, I think, where was it? Was it Indianapolis that they put up on? No, it was Pittsburgh. Up on Tom Brady as the lower third. They said known cheater, Tom Brady. And that guy got fired, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I feel like when Magic Johnson is on TV, it should be known colluder. Magic Johnson. Known colluder.
Yeah.
That snake in the grass, Magic Johnson, trying to steal our player. And the way he was choosing his words there, look, I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that they've already met and they've already talked. And they've talked about the
Ben
position.
Ben was working out in the Lakers facilities this summer.
Exactly. My Uncle George used to say, you ain't fooling me none. Yeah. You ain't fooling me none. Okay? I know this is not proper English, but it gets the point across. They are not fooling anybody. The meeting, they've already talked. I understand that you have to talk about the approval of the league and all that stuff. And should he be able to pick a guys like that, his brain? Yeah, if you're going to meet up, there has to be a chaperone. And I would like to volunteer on behalf of the great city of Philadelphia and the great organization, the 1098 76ers, to be the chaperone in that meeting. If everybody else is busy, I don't want any excuses. I'll be there, and I'll be there to call BS on anything that could be collusion. Anything that could be, well, you know, if you came and played here, anything along those lines. I'd like to volunteer my services.
Did you notice Magic catch himself a little bit there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ben called me. Not me, the team. He called the team.
He reached out to the team.
The team.
He doesn't have my number.
No. I've barely even met the guy.
Yeah. I texted back, who dis?
I'm like, new phone, who dis?
Exactly. This is Magic. Exactly. That's what happened.
Yeah, I called the team. Huh.
There should be a chaperone. I would prefer it to be Brett Brown.
Yeah.
I'd actually prefer it to be Elton Brand, to be honest.
By the way, I don't think this is any fault of Ben Simmons. The fact he wants to learn from one of the greats to ever play the position is awesome.
It's a good sign.
You should want that.
Yes.
Who takes the call? Like, oh, hey, Ben. Hey, Magic Johnson's in a meeting right now. How does that work?
He'll get back to you.
Who calls offices anymore?
Like, I can call.
Yes, can I talk to Mr. Johnson, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is Ben Simmons calling?
Yeah. Ben Simmons for Magic Johnson, please?
What if Anthony Davis answered and be like, oh, wait, he's right here?
I'm already doing the one colluding. Let me alone before I do my second.
How much colluding can a guy do in one day? 610-632-0975. Let's get to Dennis in Springfield. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, fellas. Before I get to my once-in-a-while barroom question, this is where the owner of the Sixers, Harris, has to cash in his Colangelo chip with Silver and say, listen, put a statement out, do something that a player from another team, an employee from another team, cannot go and learn from somebody else that's in a position with another team.
Position of power.
It's not allowed.
Yes.
It's not allowed. It doesn't happen. If Magic wants to resign his job as general manager of the Lakers, fine, no problem. But as long as he's employed by the Lakers, you can't be teaching players from other teams.
Dennis.
This ain't the CYO.
I'm 100% with you, and I had the exact same thought, but it does not have a positive outcome for the Sixers. When I was thinking about the Adam Silver card, Adam Silver in the NBA would love nothing more than Ben Simmons to hightail it out of here as fast as humanly possible, because that would be another chink in the armor of the process. Look how fast they can leave. You want to lose for 4 years? Look how fast that asset can leave. They would love that. Absolutely. And look, it would put another star in Los Angeles, because Ben Simmons is going to be a superstar in this league. I don't think he's quite there yet, but I think he's going to get there. He's already an all-star in this league. To put him in Los Angeles would make Adam Silver do cartwheels.
Now, before I get to my my question for you guys, the way I think Bob mentioned Tobias Harris, and he didn't realize how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized J.J. Redick was this good. Mm. He's way above. I mean, I thought he was just a shooter. You know what I mean? A guy would spot up every now and then and hit a three. This guy is the consummate professional. He's relentless on offense. Never stops. And every now and then, I mean, he drops 34 on you. I mean, he's way better than I ever thought he would be coming out of Duke. Way better.
It's like Tobias said, put some respect on his name.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, my barroom question for you guys.
Go for it.
Who did a better cleanup job, Howie Roseman or Elton Brand?
Oh, I think this is a. I actually think this is a quick barroom conversation. Howie Roseman.
Pepperoni pizza or sausage? Well,
what did they win the title this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, they go on to win the title. Yeah, absolutely. But as of right now, you're asking me this question today, Howie Roseman.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue Super Bowl victory. I guess, right?
Howie Roseman from, in his second year. Yeah, he lit a match. He lit a match, and they won a Super Bowl in 2 years.
2 years after they mistakenly got rid of Trey Thomas as one of the coaches, they were able to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, the rumor was that Trey was, you know, just a big cancer in that locker room. He's just destroying everything,
smacking cookies,
smacking cookies,
flipping tables around, and just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate it, man. Let's get to Jeff in West Hampton. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jeff? Jeffrey? Womp womp. Mike and KOP, what's up, brother? What is happening to the world today?
That was weird.
That was weird. The world is falling apart.
Well, there's a, like a half an inch of snow on the ground, so I don't even know how we're working.
Schools are delayed,
today.
Bob. Don't be insensitive.
Our schools are delayed.
My power's delayed today.
Yeah, I got a text message and phone call.
I never look at the weather. So was this predicted? Did people say we're going to get some snow?
I got a call from Eileen Lynch last night, panicked.
Make sure you're careful driving in. Be careful. It's supposed to snow.
The best advice you get is... make sure you wake up a little bit early to clean the car off.
Your mom does know you're like 38 years old, right?
37, but yes. I'm still going to get those calls to the day I die.
Oh yeah.
And she owes me a pair of underwear, by the way, but I'm just saying.
What?
That's a conversation for a different day.
No, we got time. What the hell? What?
I was raving about these. She bought me a pair of Tommy John boxer briefs for Christmas.
Oh, lace fronts. They have lace around the rim.
Just in a thong shape, Trey. It's not that weird.
What the hell?
No. They're just normal, like that athletic kind of like stretchy material.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And they're the most comfortable things I've ever put on my bottom half. So I was telling Bob about this shortly after Christmas, and he was like, no, they can't be that, because they're like $40 a pair, which is outrageous.
All right.
I'm usually a Hanes guy, 3 for $12. So this was like, I put the Lexus of boxer briefs on, and I couldn't shut up about them. So Bob was like, they can't be that good. You know, my birthday's coming up. Why don't you get me a pair? My mom was listening at the time and was like,
God.
When's Bob's birthday? I'll get him a pair.
Wow.
After the second wear, they're edible.
And it was Bob's birthday.
Ass melon flavored.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, she said she was going to get Bob a pair of underwear. Yeah,
birthday came and went.
Well, that's no underpants from Eileen.
I've been commando ever since.
They are amazing.
No special draws.
Well, remember, Matt Clintak said he doesn't go commando, but if that's your
deal. Cool with it.
But you're
cool.
You know. Exactly.
If you're into that type of thing.
Speaking of people listening at inopportune times, the head of the table conversation we had a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were listening.
How did that go?
It was not good. It was not a positive.
Yeah. No, they weren't happy. Huh?
Well, I mean, they weren't mad.
I don't think you'll be over there for dinner again.
Circle of trust and all that. No, I think the next time we do the dinner thing is going to be at our place. So
you better cut
your own bird.
Cut your own damn bird. What do you think of that? 610-632-0975. Sam found this thing. Sam Wilson found this thing on the interweb. A house went up on the market.
The sex dungeon?
Not the sex dungeon.
The sex dungeon was pretty cool, though. I think, you know, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, no, but that was pretty wild. Mike Pisanelli actually had the realtor on.
Oh, I had the realtor on yesterday as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and Brian Hickey from Philly Voice, who toured it.
So do you change out the toys? I mean,
well, that was my main question. To be like an orgy guy, I guess you can't be a germaphobe.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess that would be a prerequisite.
You got to be okay with that.
Yeah, if you're flying that freak flag.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking you would have to change out the whip and cuffs.
That's the weirdest part to me.
The flogger, I guess. I don't know what these things are called.
What? It's a whole different world. I don't know anything.
Just threw out a name.
In that world.
A word, I don't know.
Like the medieval shackles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the bedposts.
Now, how do we know it was a real sex dungeon and not like a medieval torture palace?
I don't know.
Like, how do we know these people
aren't
like,
they the same thing?
Well, I mean, how do we know they weren't going to the Renaissance Fair every single time they had an opportunity to go to Renaissance Fair?
They just really like turkey legs.
Did the previous owner speak in Old English? That's the question. These are the things that we have to really explore. 610-632-0975. But Sam found another house that went up, a little bit of a fixer-upper, that had a booby trap in it. A little unique feature here. She'll tell us about it coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Slap around the beef.
Buries a timely noose.
For Pete's sakes! Oh, man, that's irritating. Good Lord, man. Jamie having his fun. 610-632-0975. All right, we're going to let you hear this story. So Sam, we have, like we always mention, we have looking at other stories. We'll be posting different links to different things. And I click on this one tweet, and it's a bit of a fixer-upper house. I don't know where it is because the people don't speak English, but they are examining this house, Sam. What is this that we were looking at?
The caption of it, like I just came across it on Twitter, and the caption of it said, "Property owners discover a trap. I ain't never seen some Home Alone trap stuff till now. Thanks, Facebook."
But this isn't Home Alone stuff.
No, it's like actual, like real life could kill you.
Yeah. So basically, how it happens is the video shows two guys kind of examining a house. It looks like a house that's in way North Philly, a bit of a fixer, a lot of a fixer upper, and it, like the walls are cracked and everything. And it's these two guys just staring at the stairwell. As soon as you walk in the front door, there's the stairwell, right? And it looks like it's about to fall apart. And you think they're going to tap one part of the wall and it's all going to fall apart. And that's what they're talking about. But what they do is they go and get a long, like, stick. Mm-hmm. It looks like a big broom pole. And they tap about the sixth step up on the stairwell. Mm-hmm. When what swings down but a spike about head level on the stairs?
Yeah, attached to crutch.
An old crutch.
Yeah.
And it's like that was their home invasion security system.
Well, I just showed it to Tyler Zoli over the break, and he caught something that none of us caught. Like, right in the beginning of the video, it has an orange eviction notice. So I wonder if the people were just salty they got evicted. And, yeah.
Salty. Yeah. Boy, if I get salty, like, you know, I'm in a bad mood.
Yes, I don't
plan spikes.
Yeah, I tell someone they're a jerk, and then I move on with my life. But no, these people planted a spike. Now, here's the interesting thing. Local tie-in. The guy that walks up the steps to examine the now fallen swung spike is wearing a temple hat.
Yeah, that's what made me send it to you guys. I was like, wow, this is actually Philly, maybe. Yeah,
I don't know what it is with houses being listed recently, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Now, this is my question with this is, how did they know that the spike was there?
Supposedly, I just watched it again, and you can hear him in the background, like, oh my God, what is that? And like, they see, like, the spike kind of sticking down, I think.
Okay, got
it. So they looked up before they walked up the stairs.
Huh.
Which, thank God, they thought to.
Yeah.
Instead of just,
I don't know. Sounds suspicious to me.
What do you mean sounds suspicious? Like they knew it was there?
I think they planted it.
I don't know. They sound pretty convincing.
They're speaking like Serbian or something.
Well, some of them do. Like the one guy has a heavy accent.
Oh,
but then the other guy.
I don't know why. That's why Serbia is on my mind.
The one guy, like in the background talking, has like a real thick like Philly accent.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
But the person that posted it, I think, has a Bay Area Twitter. I think they say that their location is the Bay Area.
Well, he said thanks Facebook, so I guess he just stumbled across it on Facebook.
One of those things just went viral. It's scary. Yeah. It's probably 20 years old, and we're just seeing it now.
No. But that's creepy.
No, it is creepy as hell. Are you kidding me? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know. People that are listing houses are just out of their minds now. That's all I got to say. As someone who's looking for a house now, I'm a little scared. A little scared to go out there. We get a spike in my forehead.
I hope you get a house better than this.
Thank you very much. I'm very handy, Sam. I'm very handy. 610-632-0975. Jeff in West Hampton. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you talking about the collusion thing. You just slightly touched on something that I was calling about before you said it. Is the league going to want to go to bat for these guys? I mean, we're rooting for a team that intentionally tanked.
Yeah.
If that's not manipulating the system, then what is? And we're going to be worried that somebody's going to come along and like try to manipulate and get one of those guys. Is the league going to care?
Well, the Sixers didn't break rules.
No, they didn't break rules.
No, but I mean, Jeff makes a very good point.
Yeah. Is not always breaking the rules, you know? I mean, we're rooting for him. Don't get me wrong. I want him to win. But, you know, with that said, it's a little shady.
Yeah, but so, I mean, the Sixers did. Look, one thing I'll say about Hinkie is that, yeah, it wasn't exactly on the up and up, so to speak, because you should never intend to lose, especially for more than a year like the Sixers did. But it's still within the parameters the league allows.
Yeah, I just feel like if LeBron is saying to Ben, hey, come over here, I don't think that anybody's going to feel sorry for anybody in Philly if Ben walks.
Look, I'm not going to feel sorry because I'm expecting it to happen, and I've been expecting it since they drafted him. So now any sign or any inclination that they could go over to Los Angeles is just not a big surprise to me. But now when the process starts, and I don't mean the process, quote unquote, I mean this process starting of collusion, well, then, yeah, it's going to raise my eyebrows. I'm going to say something about it.
Yeah. Any chance that is there anything coming back this way if he does?
Well, yeah, at this point, it would be a trade. It's not like he can just up and leave. Yeah. I mean, you still have, what, 2 more years now where you have control and
yeah,
all
you
that?
Have
and
control the extension, of him. Exactly. Like, yeah, you have years? Control of him for a long, long time. I understand all that concern, but the Magic thing, I think the NBA does need to just come out with a general statement, not geared towards Magic, supposedly.
No, call him out. This is the third time now. He got, you know, the colluding with Anthony Davis thing. There was once before he was fine. This is now the third public example of, you know, very blatant colluding in, what, 2 years in his position?
Yeah.
They need to put an end to this. He's the superstar, and they're looking at him like he's the superstar. They're not scolding him like they are any other GM.
Exactly. And here's the other part of it. What just happened with them and the Pelicans? Like, it just came out by two very respected national media members that what happened was the Pelicans actually started putting out the trade request by the Lakers or embellishing them a little bit just to make the Lakers look bad because they didn't want anybody else to be able to cash in on any other trade with them. So they just made it look like they were offering a king's ransom for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.